It's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation, where we conspire with each other to know our purpose, live with passion, and become the people, the allies, the army, the crazy, determined, full of belief people that we were created to be. Woo! If I had to get that out, it felt good. So let's talk about something top secret, top secret. Now, maybe this won't ring a bell with you, but for me, it's the most sneaky, underhanded, behind the scenes, dirty dog, thumb on the scale of your life issue that never gets talked about. Did I oversell that one? I don't think so. I mean, let me take a second to tell you why this is hitting me hard today. This idea of the exchanges we make and what I'm planning to do about it. This isn't something I have nailed down and now I'm going to share my expertise with you. It's something I'm testing. Something I'm struggling with, and probably a lot of you have it all wrapped up with a nice, neat bow on it. And if you do, I'm just going to tell you right now that you're my hero, or else you're a liar. But whichever you are, I hope you never stop chasing after this one. But I think this is going to be another one of those issues where we can all speak to this issue. Hear me now. We can speak to it and tell other people how to handle it, but we are pathetic at doing it ourselves. You know, I used to think, okay, sometimes I still get caught up in this trap. I used to think that when people shared a problem with me, they were actually looking for me to provide a solution, that I had to come up with the right magical words to say, and they would like be, oh my goodness, Greg, you're so smart. You're so brilliant. I never thought of that myself. Your words of wisdom have changed my life. But in fact, I hate it, you do too, when people do that to me. Because for just a moment, you're sharing your vulnerable self, and then here it comes. Well, let me give you the platitude I've lived by for 30 years, because then it becomes a battle of logic. And the things we really face, really need to overcome, are not about logic. Did you catch that? If logic were the answer, we'd have bullet-pointed and check-boxed ourselves into perfection by now. That's a pretty good quote. It doesn't happen. We talk to groups, we post, we podcast, and we think we're telling people something that we've got figured out until we read a little book like Think and Grow Rich, like I did during this past year, and did a 20-video series of conversations with my friend John Nemo, and then you realize all these ideas you thought were breakthroughs, yeah, they were written about in 1937 better than you could write about them today. So, note to self, there are no new ideas. There are only new ways of bringing them to life and sharing our own struggle to climb higher and go farther with them. You probably heard this said before, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Just thought I'd throw that one in there. So, back to the dirty little secret. Wow, this podcast could go 5 different directions right now, so I need to focus. Okay, I need to focus. Exchanges. Okay, here's the deal. Everything in life is a trade-off. You got it, whether you realize it or not, admit it or not, want to think of it that way or not, everything's a trade-off. And until you start asking yourself what the trade is, you're going to make bad choices. You're going to make choices in the moment. You're going to chase the crowd. You're going to follow what's happening, the momentum of the moment. I'm just saying, it's the truth. Now, I'm just being honest here. I don't like thinking about this one. Seriously, I'm being honest. I don't like thinking about it. I don't like what I'm going to suggest here, but the meter's running in our lives. And I feel like I've got to warn you that nothing you really want is going to take care of itself. No momentum of others without your conscious choice is going to do it for you. Nothing you dream of will magically appear. No mysterious momentum will occur without leaning into it, without making some exchanges that position you for that momentum. Here's what I mean. I was exposed to this idea the other night on a training I was participating in. Why was I involved? Did I want to jump on that Zoom call at 7 p.m. after a long day? Was the TV broken? Weren't there 5 other things I would have enjoyed doing? You know what I'm talking about. So the statement made was this. Goals are not about getting. They're about growing. Boom. Goals are not about getting. What are they? They're about growing. Now, I had to think about that. That's a lot to take in, right? Because we've gotten so good at explaining why we're not getting and why we're not growing. It's certainly not our fault. We imagine that the exchanges we've made are overwhelming, or the exchanges we'd have to make would be overwhelming. They're so big, they're so hard that we settle into our easy chair and calm ourselves by picturing how hard it would be to take action and how much nicer it is to do this, whatever this is. We have the conversation again and ourselves confirm, our head trash confirms, yes, it's hard. Sometimes we even get busy doing stuff because busy can calm us, right? Oh, I'm going to work on my business. I'm going to start organizing things, categorizing things, making lists, none of which actually accomplish anything. What if we really understood the exchanges we're making? I'm asking myself that. What if 1 minute here and 1 minute there was all it really took to reach our goals, to lean in that direction? What if simply asking the right question, identifying the exchange we're making, was all it took to be healthy? Physically, mentally, in relationships, faith, and finances. What if that's all it took? All I can say is what I know about myself. I put off things, and I build them up in my head, looking for a good time. I had air quotes going there. A good time to do them. And when I finally get around to it, it takes like 5 minutes. A phone call to someone, or a voice text, or a message, a 90-second plank to strengthen my core, a few push-ups, an intentional conversation with someone I care about. And yes, you gotta plan those conversations, or at least I do. And this is the biggest one of them all. It takes like 5 minutes, and I like to do it twice a day. And no, I don't always get it done, but I need you to hold me accountable to this, please. Here it is. 5 minutes a day, game changer, big time exchange. If you're willing to make it, which I'm guessing once you hear this, you'll say, oh, it's not that big of a deal, Greg. It's a good one, though. And then you won't do it, like I didn't do it for years. No matter how much you say you want those goals and dreams to come true, that five-minute exchange is just too much. Take 5 minutes. First thing when you get up and last thing before you go to sleep, and read your clear definition of success out loud to yourself. Of course, that means you'd have to write it, but don't let that be something that stresses you out. It just happens over time. You ask yourself this simple question. If I were successful, how would I know? If I were successful physically, how would I know? Mentally, in my relationships, my faith, and my finances, how would I know? And you start for 5 minutes, two times a day, asking it and then read it out loud. You say, I know what it says. I know what that definition is. I don't have to write it or read it. Really? Because that's not my experience. I read that thing and tweak it, and I'm reminded vividly of things that are not top of mind today, and it changes me. I read it with emotion. I remind myself what it would look like to be physically successful, mentally successful, have great relationships, faith, and finances, to make an impact on the world. I remind myself who I am, my identity, what the evidence would be that today we're successful. And I remind myself what my future self looks like. That, my friends, is the ultimate exchange. Oh, and by the way, it's like 5 minutes twice a day. I know you probably can't spare it in the midst of all the critical, important things you have going on. We always think it's going to be about doing hard things, about committing big time blocks, but it's not. It's about doing the things that other people are not willing to do. And trust me when I say this is one of those things. Only people who want daily traction toward their goals will do this, even though it's one of the simplest things you could ever do. Maybe we can do a podcast breaking down this more completely, but anything you really want is going to happen through this kind of process. Use your imagination, take a risk, and believe that you can be more than you ever imagined, and then imagine some more. It's a good thing. It's time to get clear about the exchanges you're making and create some personal momentum toward unlocking your purpose, living with passion, and becoming who you were created to be. Hey, it's Greg here. We laugh, we cry, we even get angry about the influence of head trash, but where does it come from and what can we do about it? That's why I wrote my latest book, Circumstances Lie, the truth about defining moments, vulnerability, the power of your story, and how to change the world. I'd love to give you a free advance copy, and I'd love to hear your story about how you break free from circumstantial beliefs. If you'd like a free copy, text EZBOOK, the letter E, the letter Z-B-O-O-K, to 474747. Hey, let's do breakthrough together.